get really fucking drunk. Meet me at the bar, meet me at the bar. All right, we're back again at the old Life on Tap compound to taste a series of beers. This time we're revisiting the Uinta Brewing Company. We previously did the Cockeyed Barley Wine, which I thought was very good, and then we did together their Detour IPA, and we thought there might have been, it was a stale bottle a little bit, so I didn't bother posting a review about that until I get a chance to taste another bottle of that. So, but they're doing their Kolsch style ale called Hoodoo. What's the origin of Hoodoo offhand?
Got something earth, wind, and voodoo, beer. Right? What they say it is? I don't know.
Bottle on 4/19/2012, so it's still pretty fresh. Keep cold. I'm just looking for the ABV on this. Brewed with renewable energy, where they use wind and solar.
Yes.
Neat.
The inside of the cap says earth, wind, and beer.
Earth, wind, and beer. Enjoy in a glass. I totally missed the ABV on this. Maybe I'm blind. It's kosher. There's no E symbol in it. Okay. Afterwards, make sure I'm not losing my mind here. I mean, obviously, if it's a Kolsch, it's got to be probably sub 4.5%, I'm betting. The Kolsches are usually pretty good. How much was the Lancaster?
It was over 5, I think.
Oh, yeah?
It was light in flavor, but it was flavorful.
Oh, yeah.
Nice little head.
Yeah.
About a centimeter on a half a glass.
Yeah, it's good carbonation. Nice, beautiful golden color, yeah. So fairly translucent. Got some cool lacing on the glass, too.
I see no ABV on here.
Yeah.
Is there a law that says they have to post it?
I don't know. They're out of Utah, right? We said that last time. So maybe there's, like, if it's sub certain or below, then they don't have to post it or something like that?
I don't know. But this might be for export.
From Utah. Yeah, you're totally right about the malt note on there. Kind of biscuity.
It tastes German.
Oh, it does, yeah. Real authentic to style, yeah. It's got that breadiness on it. They use some sort of, like, noble hop or similar to noble hop variety. Clearly, this is not an American. Well, it could be an American, but it's probably descended from a noble hop.
Mm-hmm.
German noble hop of some sort. Really tasty. I feel like the body on this is pretty good.
All the German beers always, even if they're light in flavor, they always have to see the solid body.
Yeah.
Creamy mouthfeel.
We need some Bratz. That's what we need now.
Bratz and Kraut.
Yeah, it's really, really tasty. I mean, I could definitely see this is another great barbecue beer, for sure. And I definitely could see, stacking a cooler full of this stuff and summer solstice, from Anderson Valley. Who just wants a little darker, But really tasty. So we'll be back again for another one later. All right, we're back with another beer. We're going to do a beer from Southern Tier. Haven't done one in a while from them, but they do awesome, puts out some good stuff. So I just had an unearthly at dinner at Jose's Mexican Cantina over there in New Providence. It was really tasty. So this is like a very similar beer. It's brewed with 4 varieties of hops, 3 varieties of malts. It's the 2X IPA, or 2x IPA, double India Pale Ale. So it's, I don't know how this is going to differ from Unearthly other than in the alcohol. One's Unearthly is 9.5, and this is weighs in at 8.2% alcohol. So it'll be interesting to see how the two different ones compare here. And it is lighter color, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty clear. Mm-hmm. Pretty clear, but it's got a nice head on it. Cool lacing. It's a similar nose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the taste there is a lot different.
Yes, it is.
I feel like the malt sweetness on the Unearthly was way more powerful than this. This is definitely more hop forward.
Yep.
I mean, I'm definitely getting those resiny piney notes off the hops on this one as opposed to the other one. I mean, I thought the Unearthly was delicious. I mean, for some people that malt sweetness might be too much, and so for the hop heads of the world, they probably would prefer something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think because I mean, dare I say, this might even be a little bit more balanced than the Unearthly.
Yep.
A really solid brew. I mean, I think I'd love to try. You made IPA fries, like they do at Rattle and Hum, and you can try and use this.
Yep.
Be great brine for the fries.
This is one I could keep in my refrigerator all the time.
Yeah, it's really, 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 it's got a hop bite in it, but it's not like totally out there.
Yep.
So you can go with a lot of different foods, Bread with some, Thai food, Indian food. So we'll go down and enjoy the rest of this. We'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, we're back for beer number 3. We're going to be doing another one here from Southern Tier. It's the Imperial Black Ale Iniquity, brewed with 4 varieties of hops and 2 varieties of malts, weighing in at 9% alcohol.
So another black, they call it black ale here, and also obviously elsewhere they call it, you know, Cascadian dark and whatnot. So this is, although this is imperial, so I guess, you know. All right.
Nice and dark.
Plenty dark, yeah. Nice tan head, it looks like.
Yes, very dark.
Yeah, I mean, the ale you used to use is a lot different than the, it looks like, it feels like it's a little different.
Yeah.
Than the other yeast they use for 2X and Unearthly. Got a nice, you know, toasty.
Very, very rich.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, on a mouthfeel perspective, I find it kind of like in between the 2X IPA and the Unearthly.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it much more rich. It's like a heavy chocolate layer cake that it's really good, but you can't eat more than a small piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do get the richness, but it's not as sweet as the Unearthly was, I feel. I don't know, but it's definitely got, you know, plenty. I mean, the malts that they did use, I'm guessing if they used the darker crystal malts and whatnot with a little bit of the other stuff, you know, but it's, you know, it's still like, you know, I really couldn't tell this is 9%.
It's very well done.
Yeah. It's a good degree of balance. I mean, you could go a lot of different ways with this. I think you know what probably would be bad with this would probably be one of the cheeses I brought.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Prima Donna would probably be pretty nice with this.
Maybe there'd be another bottle left in the fridge for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I think I actually had it.
Okay.
So this is probably it. So we're going to enjoy the rest of this, and hopefully at some point I'll try out that pairing at some point. Cheers. All right. We're back again for our final deal for this weekend. We're going to be doing the Russian Imperial Stout from Keika Brewing Company. I believe they're upstate New York. Hammond's Port, there you go. They say this dark delicacy is our take on the classic Russian style of a stout ale. This bold beer pours a light hazelnut colored head while giving out powerful aromas of bittersweet chocolate, dark fruitiness, and spice to entice your curiosity. At first sip, your palate is greeted with a beautiful blend of chocolate and roasted flavors, giving way to a light flavor of cherry and dark currant, finally coalescing to a perfect balance of when a smooth yet bitter taste is imparted by four types of hops. So that's sounds great. It weighs in at 8.5% Brewing Company, 2011 limited edition. So I'm guessing this has been bottled since last year, so it has had a little bit of time in the bottle. Keika, excuse me, not Keika, it's not Keika, it's Keika Brewing Company. And it's showing, I guess, where there's a river that splits off up there is what that blue across the logo means. I'm not sure, I don't even know where Hammond's Port is in relation to everything else.
Let's check the map.
That's something that, for all I know that Julie might have driven by there at some point. You know, up and going up and down. Yeah, it's definitely dark.
Not a lot of head.
Yeah. It has had some time in the bottle, but maybe like yeasty started dying down a little bit. Yeah, definitely.
Just nose, though.
I'm definitely getting that the bittersweet chocolate they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you do get the fruit is coming out, yeah. It's like you dipped the fruit in the bittersweet chocolate, exactly. Wow, it's very, I can smell this for a while. You get like the fruit tart in like the middle, in the mid palate there.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of stuff that says beer.
Yeah.
This
reminds me a lot of a mixture of a couple of different things. I mean, because you do get the chocolatiness you get from, like, say, like a, you know, you're like a chocolate stout or Russian Imperial, but even like the bittering hops are like kind of almost completely recessed from the rest of the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Very like round mouthfeel until you get that tart. It's like a chocolate fruit tart. Really interesting, you know. Definitely, you know, pretty complex. Be interesting to see how it like tastes as it warms up too. Almost kind of refrigerator cold right now. Really tasty though.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to get
perfect dessert.
Yeah, seriously, cheesecake. Yeah. The residual tartness could like really bring out some of the other chocolate and darker flavors of the currant. Pretty tasty, though. Cheers.
So if you can reach us on the web, it's www.lifeontap.com. You can email us at lifeontap@lifeontap.com. Check me out on the Twitterverse and the Skypeverse. I am newtype2001. Friend me up on Facebook at facebook.com/danontap. And don't forget to like us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lifeontap. And you can also friend me up on Untap. There I'm Dan on Tap. We can enjoy some brews virtually together. So until next time, remember, life's a tap. Drink up till it's dry. Drinking beer.